What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the All Days Off podcast with Alex Aronson and Corey Yaskowitz.
What is going on? Thank you guys again so much for listening. You guys are the best. I love you.
We are joined by a very good friend and comedian. Spencer Cilio is on the pod. How you going?
Yo,
how you going?
Make some noise for Spencer.
Make some
everybody.
Noise, dude. Clap it up, man.
Yeah,
give it up for the host, everybody.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Give it up for your host. I'm a master of ceremonies myself, so actually it's pretty natural, you know?
I kind of like when people say MC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The master of ceremonies.
Like little spice to it.
Yeah. I had a situation last night with a girl. I was like, do you ever like do comedy? Like after seeing me at a show, MC, do you ever do comedy?
That's the meanest thing
I've gotten every time.
They just don't get it.
Yeah.
I had a friend visit from Texas one time and saw a show at Greenwich, and like I'd barely been doing it. And he afterwards was like, yo, that other girl was so funny. And I was like, yeah. He's like, no, but she was hilarious. And I was like, right. But we grew up together. So if I could just give me a little bit of something, you know?
Yeah, it's like, come on. Tell me I'm fucking good, okay?
Yeah.
That's why I don't like bringing people to the show. Because now it's like I need, you know, I need their applause after the show also. Like, I need
100%.
Them to just be like, hey, that was also great. That's like walking down the street.
Hey, you know the thing I've been slaving over for the last 3 years? Like, how am I doing at it? Just tell me.
Is the work paying off?
Good. Yeah.
The neediness never stops. It's like, you know, they can clap and laugh when you're on stage. You're like, yeah, but we could just, you know,
just
keep it
tell
going.
Me again.
Keep it
yeah.
Going.
Yeah. I'm glad my friends are at the point where, or at least at the point, we don't need them to come to shows anymore,
right.
Which is
that's
nice.
That's the best.
And they've totally lost interest. So like, how long has it been? And why aren't you Kevin Hart?
Yeah, I've exhausted all of my friends coming to shows. It's tough, you know?
I just had a few of the diehards that would come, but they're all gone now.
But y'all are both from the East Coast, so you can do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
that's a big ask.
I wish I wasn't, though, you know? I wish, like, because then it's like a big realization when like, oh, your friends literally live next door to the place, they're not gonna come. You're like, nah.
True. Yeah. But that, I mean, that's how it was for me in Dallas, like, you know.
Yeah.
No, you know, it would be like, yeah, it's right here, it's a free show, and they're like, yeah, I mean, we'll see.
No, like, it's totally
they
free.
Literally pay you to come. All you just come, you know, support, laugh at my jokes. Nah, I don't know. We'll probably think of something else to do.
right.
So got off to a little bit of a late start today.
Yeah, Alex lost the microphone.
Which we do. We usually start late. You know, we have like a 1 p.m. call time.
Mm-hmm. That's a big ask.
Which was early. I mean, let's actually back up a minute.
Yeah.
Spencer, we were supposed to, this is actually the original call time.
Supposed to do it yesterday.
It was 2 p.m. yesterday.
2 p.m.'s rough, man. That's a hard, you know?
Yeah, funniest part is I get in the car to drive over here and see your text, and I was kind of relieved.
Yeah, I was kind of relieved,
like,
too.
Yeah, I think we were all kind of happy.
I was happy because my older brother and his fiance just got a dog, and I just went over there and got some treats.
What kind
some
of dog?
Toys, a mini doodle or some shit like that. I don't
know. Oh,
really
like a little
know.
Fluffy one? Those
yeah.
Are like, oh,
yeah.
Dude, it's the best.
Honestly, adorable puppy. So I was like, is he actually on his way now? And then when you thought it was 3 instead of 2, then I was like, okay, nice. I'm going to go chill with the dog. So our original start time was 2 p.m. yesterday. It is now 2:40 p.m. today.
Sunday.
Yeah. Cool, you know, 24-hour-long journey, right?
Yeah, it was tough. I started producing a show, and I produced it on Friday. I stole one of our mics to use it, and then
I put it in my bag. By the way.
Yeah, the mic that Alex uses. I put it in my bag with the wire and the ring light that I use for this as well, and then Spencer gets here. I'm like, fuck, there's no microphone. But the wire was in my backpack. So then I Ubered to Overlook Bar where I have the show. It's not there. So I'm like, fuck, what do I do? I'm begging Alex to keep looking for it. I don't think he looked once, probably. Did you actually look?
Dude, you were FaceTiming me as Spencer. Did I look?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I turned your
back. What was his effort level?
Like, are we talking speed or efficiency?
I guess. You know? Combine them both into your score out of 100.
I'm gonna split it. You know what I mean? Like, the speed was slow. You know, but it was an easy pace. It was thorough. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it wasn't.
There was no anxiety to it. It was like you know.
I was methodical.
Measured.
I get that. And
I drew the line at going through your laundry though. You're like, I hate to ask this, but I was like, nah, I'm not gonna go through your dirty laundry. Look for it.
That's where microphones
I did
are.
Go.
that's definitely where it's gonna be.
I checked my bathroom. I was like, where the hell is this microphone? It's gone. And then after going to the bar and not being there, I Ubered to Guitar Center. And then I went to go get a mic. I'm like asking this guy, hey, what's your cheapest mic? He's like, this one, it's $100. I'm like, fuck. And then as I'm checking out, I see this other mic that's $59. I'm like, is this an XLR mic also? He's like, yeah. I'm like, bruh, what? Like, why'd you just try to get me to buy the $100 mic?
He saw you were in a rush and he was like, here we go.
Yeah, he's like, you look like you're having a rough day, so I was going to try and make it worse.
Yeah, he was, the thing is, like, Guitar Center, like, it is good that they're, you know, they're thorough customer service because, like, nobody knows what they're looking for, what they want. And then there's guys, like, who are pretty professional. They know everything. And this guy was just like, I'm like sweating like in a huge rush because we were supposed to start at 1 and it is now like 1:45. Football starts in like 10 minutes probably. Yeah.
Damn. I mean, that's the big rush is football. Neither of us, like, do you care?
I know you guys don't have shit to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I
mean, I got money on the game, but I don't care if I miss the first half.
Yeah.
I care a little bit, but not like...
It's just, my team, yeah.
It's hard. Like, now that, like... the thing is... Being a Dallas Cowboys fan and just pain after year after year after year, I've just every year I've become less into the NFL and just more into the NBA because it's just like it's not only do the Cowboys lose, then everyone's just like shitting on them and being like, yeah, you knew you were gonna lose. It's like it's like we have the worst like representation.
It's it's
like,
predictable for you.
Oh, and I'm just ready for it. I'm just ready for the pain. Yeah. So it's like hard for me to then be super into the NFL because it's like I'm just jealous.
Yeah,
like,
you just do well and then you shit the bed in the offs.
Except not for even. Last we have like a couple good weeks and then everything falls apart. Yeah. And then like
you also have a very hateable owner and that doesn't help.
Yeah, but dude, either. Oh god, hate him so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've met him too.
You met Total dick.
Yeah. Well, my aunt has a box suite at Cowboys Stadium. Like, wow, she is like in that world. Like, she's did all the real estate for, and like I don't know her like at all. Like, she's like distant family. But I got to go like one time to like their training camp when I was like 12 or whatever. It was sick. So sick. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because you're 12 too, so it's like peak time that it's the best.
Was it? Wait, so that wasn't the new stadium though, right? It was the older one.
No. It was the new one.
Yeah, oh, it was the new stadium. Yeah. Okay. Nice.
Well, they do their training camp down in San Antonio.
Oh, so it didn't even matter. Okay.
Yeah, but then I've been to the stadium too. Like,
yeah, it's
crazy.
A sick stadium.
Yeah. But it's, moral of the story is we got the fucking microphone.
Oh yeah,
and how much money did this run you this whole operation?
So Uber's $40 from taking three Ubers to the bar. It wasn't there. Guitar Center, then back home. And then the mic was $59, and then the guy was just like, you want coverage? I was like, no. He's like, you sure? I'm like, actually, yeah, give me the coverage. Yeah. You sold me. I'm good. He was trying to like take another like 15-minute detour into showing me like perfect microphones for podcasts. I'm like, honestly, guy, I understand you're putting a lot of heart into this work, but just like get me the fuck out of here.
It would have been hilarious though if there was one for like $30.
Yeah,
you know I mean?
Doubt it though. Yeah. I mean, honestly, there probably was. I was like, "Where's the cheapest microphone?" He's like, "This one is like $7,000." And then I'm checking out, and then I see this like $59 mic, but it ended up coming out to $80 with the coverage.
You know, in a past episode, we discussed you setting up a Corey's fuck up fund where you would just put aside money for these types of scenarios that you typically find yourself in.
Yeah, but I lost it all betting. So.
That's why you want to watch the game so badly.
I need to make it back. Odell over 3.5 receptions. And
I love
Rams
how you're still
win.
Betting on Odell.
That's a wild.
He won it last week for me.
Oh, yeah?
Won it last week for me. Yeah. Did you do the new Caesars? The Caesars they give away. This is sponsored by Caesars, by the way.
Yeah, that would be
and Guitar Center. Apparently.
Yeah, and Guitar Center.
Yeah.
$300 in gambling credits. And I was like, oh, all in the New York Rangers, and they won.
So, oh, man.
Let's go. We're out here.
I've got like $600 on my thing now. But by the way, so this is a crazy thing. You just had to like deposit three. If you had $3,000, you could deposit $3,000. Mm. It would match your deposit, but you had to bet that $3,000 before you could withdraw it. So you just get a friend. You both bet opposite on the same thing. Your $3,000. One
go.
Of you will win, and
insider
you split
trading.
That. And you just and all my friends, like three of my friends, did this. I hit him up to do it. I think we both kind of like. I mean, I didn't have $3,000.
Yeah, who has $3,000?
Yeah, my fucking friends do.
That's but like casually to just put into this, you know?
My idiot friends with real jobs.
My brother and his fiance, my brother never like bets or knows anything about that. They just opened up two separate Caesars account as well. I think they initially put in like 900 each or whatever, and they were told to just take a bunch of $75 bets that were all the lines were -110, mm-hmm. and then they ended up just like winning a bunch of money. I think they ended up winning 1500 each or some shit like that. Yeah. And they have no, they don't even know what they chose to bet.
Really?
Yeah, they're just like, everything's gonna be, it's the best way to maximize your money. I still don't really fully understand it, but
I will say I still have not been able to withdraw any money.
Yeah, I haven't even tried. I'm saving up for a camera. This is
Shit, that's good. Yeah, this camera fund.
These bets are going to the camera fund. We're gonna get a nice. I don't even know cameras either.
He's got a camera.
Are you a camera guy?
Big into YouTube cameras. Yeah.
Yeah. See, here's we were talking about this earlier. Like,
yeah,
we're both guys who are like, yeah, I could easily learn about what camera to get.
Yeah.
But like, I just don't feel like it.
It's like honestly tough. No, I try looking into it. I honestly put in a solid 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Here's the
and
thing.
I couldn't yield any good information.
From what I see, it seems like cameras can range from $50 to $50,000.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know what yeah. the right price point that gets me a good enough camera. Like I was looking at like the Canon 700 T8i.
Bucks.
7-8 really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I would have to probably get a good lens, right?
Right. It's all like a fucking deep money pit. It's like when yeah. like you remember when like you were like young, you hear like old dudes talking about like how expensive boats are. You know
yeah.
what I mean? That's what it feels like when you get into cameras, where it's like
yeah,
like you're like so oh much. Yeah, just a little bit, and it's like oh no, but then you gotta get the memory card. And the memory card's $200, and you're like what?
So
like,
you're telling me the camera that. Doesn't yeah. come with a lens?
No, it does, but usually the lens, like some of them come with decent lenses apparently, but like some of them.
Like the camera I have is $900 and the lens I bought for it was $900.
Oh,
what?
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to need to win some more bets.
Yeah, fuck.
And then the thing is, but the lens apparently, you know, those last forever because they don't like get updated that much, but the camera you buy is pretty much shitty and like, it's like a laptop immediately, yeah. you know, so it's like. You buy it and it just starts going down.
Did you? Was yeah. 900 like? Did you? Could you spend less on a lens?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I'm, I but saw the decent problem lenses. Is
like, yeah, you could spend $850.
Yeah. I saw when I was looking at YouTube videos for like the Canon T8i or some shit like that. Is that a good camera?
I don't. I see. It's like I don't know. Like off the top, like
oh, you're not okay.
all cameras. You know, it's
like, just send him the YouTube yeah. video.
What are you working with?
Sony A6400.
Oh, the A6400, yeah.
Yeah, casually. Yeah, everyone yeah. knows. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A6400.
I mean, it's like there's so many fucking. Each company has like 15 different versions of the camera.
Yeah,
from like
so
the
annoying.
Dope one that's like $5,000 and yeah. then it just gets worse as it goes down. But it's like they get so many price points. It's crazy.
Kind of
like,
can you get a used one?
Yeah,
I bought my shit used. That
yeah,
was
I'm good. Probably.
Oh, that was used too? Yeah, $1,800 yeah, yeah. and all that shit was used?
Yeah. Fuck actually, I think I didn't spend. I think it cost those. They both cost that much brand new, but I don't think I paid that
Got it.
Exact amount.
Got it.
But it's like so much, you know, like you just spend it and you just try to like you have to trick yourself. This is what I need, not like this is a fun treat. You're like, no, this is necessary.
Yeah, you were talking to some comedian about how expensive cameras are. He's like, yeah, well, it's just like your career. Yeah, so.
It's just right. like your life.
I don't know how much does that cost.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to because every time I see somebody with a camera, I'm like. Dude, what do I get? And they're like, you know, this one's gonna be like, you know,
just get 10, some money,
$10,000. No, he was just like, yeah, it's gonna be like $1,000 probably, roughly. And I was like, fuck, I can't like, just drop that right now. And then he was just like, yeah, I mean, like, it's only like your life or anything. I was like,
yeah.
Fuck. He's like, when you put it that way, it makes a lot of sense.
I mean, he's not wrong. Like, it is, you know,
it's definitely something that you need, but like, it's something that probably a lot of comedians like push off on.
For sure. And I also feel like we can all kind of like help each other. You know what I mean? Like if I got my camera and like you need a tape, like you just record it. It's not like that hard to.
I get that.
Like,
dude, I would love to have your camera. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Yeah. Only if I'm there.
Okay. But so you're doing a lot of like editing and stuff like that in part because you recently got fired from a job.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
Yeah.
All days off. Welcome.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Just living the unemployed lifestyle for the first time since I was 15.
Wow.
25. It's been a terrible run of working and God bless being unemployed.
Dude, working fucking sucks. Yeah. Just kidding.
That's
why 2 p.m. call time was terrible.
What?
That's why trying to do 2 p.m. yesterday was impossible for me. Because my sleep schedule has now become like 5 a.m. to 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, dude.
Which is insane.
I'm if I had no job, that's where I would be.
Yeah.
Even with a job right now, especially on weekends when we're trying to I mean, I went to sleep last night at 4 a.m. in part. I'll get to this later, but I was hearing some. My roommate was banging.
Nice.
And at some point, you get to an age where you're like, I just don't want to hear someone else have sex.
I think at all ages. I don't think. Even, it wasn't like I was 17 and I was like, hell yeah.
No, it was kind of cute when I would hear my parents when I was younger. Like, that was. But then
I was into it then.
Then yeah, it got old. Yeah. But anyway, so you were working at like a coffee shop?
Yeah. And like, I've been doing a joke about this, you probably, but I was stealing money from my job.
Yeah.
And I got fired for being late, which is like the joke. But man, it was sick, dude. I was stealing so much, man. Just like.
If you had to put a number on it.
Total?
Are you incriminating yourself right
sure,
now?
Sure, fuck it, dude. What are they gonna do? Yeah, what are you gonna? What are they gonna do? You know what I mean?
Like, my mom's a cop, and she listens to every episode.
All right, cool. I don't know. That'll give me some material. I get arrested for it. Okay, that's 2 more minutes. Here we go. Come on, that's great. Yeah. That would be amazing.
It's an experience.
I would love that. But I think a total, probably, you know, maybe a grand. I don't know.
Wow.
Like somewhere, a camera, you know? Well,
a camera's there.
A quick lens. A quick camera. Just a nice little zoom lens, you know? Yeah.
What was the scheme? Yeah.
So what we would do is every time we would close, we had like, it was like a
it was an operation. Oh, dude, it was
oh, okay.
It was Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Barista 3.
We were coming back. Oh, yeah. So
Cilio's 3.
The company I worked for got bought by Nestle. So if you want to, it's very easy to figure out if you want to figure out what company I was robbing. You know? Because there's only one major coffee shop that sold for $700 million to a giant corporation. And then they stopped giving us raises. Like they capped our pay. So you could only get a raise if you got a promotion, but that's not a raise. That's right. A promotion. So you should get paid more for doing more work. And it's like, basically I've been working there like 3 years and I'm still making the same as somebody who started yesterday.
Really?
And so we're like, and you made a lot in tips. So it didn't really matter. Like that was most of what you were making. So, but we just were like, fuck this. So what we would do is let's say someone comes in, you know, they order something, they're paying in cash. We just take the cash, give them change, but don't ring it into the system. Tell the person, hey, make a latte. And they can't check how much milk or coffee beans goes missing. Like they have no idea.
Not a clue.
You know? Like, and then, you know, Nestle doesn't give a fuck. Like they're losing money on all these stores.
Yeah.
So we were just, and you could take whatever you want. I was taking oat milk all the time, beans, anything, you know, it was a glory time.
Was the materials also included in the, your amount you said?
No. That's all.
If you include oat milk, it's probably like $3,000.
Yeah.
I mean, how much is oat milk to you? Yeah. Like, I was stealing it for other people too. You know.
Nice.
Give it back to the community.
You're like
man.
The Robin Hood of coffee.
Yeah, but with oat milk.
Yeah.
So I'm the Robin Hood of Bushwick.
You know? Yeah. I was gonna say. Yeah. No one's asking for half and half. It's all oat milk.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
Wow. What other jobs were you working before that?
I've always worked just the most impossibly bad job. I worked at a warehouse for 3 years. That was
tough.
It was a Target distribution center, and they moved like frozen shit. So we had to work in a freezer because we're like moving like Stouffer's and like all kinds of like you know how there's all those Starbucks in Targets. All of Starbucks shit is just frozen. So we had moved these massive pallets of like cake pops, and I would like take them and like put them in my like bibs and like go out and like when I'm smoking a cigarette, I'm like eating a frozen cake pop.
You're still from the warehouse.
Dude, here's the thing. This is what I say in job interviews.
Yeah.
If you're going to hire me, I'm going to steal. I don't believe in you. I don't believe in this. And I'm going to take what I can get, you know?
And then, you know what? That's the kind of fresh thinking we've been needing around here.
Yeah, dude. And that's why I get offered a promotion every job. You know? It's like that confidence. They're like, all right. Yeah.
If we don't promote him, he's going to steal.
Yeah. And even then, I'm going to steal more because now I have more power to steal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, so working at that warehouse, I worked for this German company called Witron.
Witron?
Yeah. They tried to get me into a intern program in Germany that you could only get in if you were under 21 and you lived on this farm in Germany. They taught you German and they taught you like electrical, mechanical engineering shit, like for these, all the sites were like automated or whatever. But basically I would have to move to Germany and sign a contract for 5 years of my life.
5 years?
Because you go there, you do the training and everything, and then you travel because they have shit all over the world and you're like building these facilities. And it's like, that's a weird cult.
Yeah.
And they were really trying to get me to do it. They were like, only allow people under 21 to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird too.
Super creepy.
Yeah. Is the pay good?
No, you make no money when you're there because it's like
I'm in.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm down.
Yeah, because it's like they're train. You make a lot of money when you get out of it.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But then that's, you got to travel constantly, and you're just like hanging out with a bunch of German dudes, like building facilities for targets. Is that really what you want to do? In life?
Yeah. I wonder what their success rate has been on recruiting this. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know how to speak a lick of German?
Not a single bit.
Yeah, I don't even know how to say hi in German.
No idea.
You know?
Fraulein? I don't know.
Nice. They're into beer, right?
What?
They're into beer. That's all I know about Germany. Beer.
Yeah. It's like everybody's kind of into beer in their own way. Every act is...
Sure. Yeah, that was very deep. You mean everyone, like every country?
We're
every
all, country, yeah. At every hearts, we're all alcoholics. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
Every country, yeah. I would imagine every country... I don't know. Just I don't know if Iraq has a beer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Iran may not have a beer.
I'd try it. Yeah. They probably got something cool. Like
Iraqi light.
Afghani.
Yeah.
That was good. I don't know. And anything just to like put into your body so you could forget where you put the microphone. That's what we need.
That's helpful.
That's what booze is for.
Just had to take a quick little charger.
Electronic
charger
break.
Switch break.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah. We had my phone's like running low because I had to use it for 3 hours trying to get a microphone. So I had to switch it with the fast charger. So now we're on the regular charger, but the regular charger kind of blows.
Yeah. That's just standardized chargers, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like every time like you buy something off Apple, they just give you less and less.
Every time. That's what they're going to do. I can't believe you had to spend that much money on Ubers. That would have ruined my whole month. Like, that's my unemployed.
Yeah, it's toast. I mean, I'm not paying rent this month because I got this month free. And then I'm moving home. So, like, I'm just going to spend all of my money.
On Ubers
to go do comedy. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I moved to a new apartment, like, and the rent is cheaper, obviously, but, like, late at night, you live in Bushwick, I don't know what it's like getting back, but it would have taken me trying to get back at 2 a.m., like, over an hour on the subway.
Oh, it always does. Yeah, no, it's a nightmare, and I'm constantly just, like, taking at least 45 to an hour to get home on the L train.
And so do you stay out late? Like, I'm starting to think, like, because now whatever money I'm saving on rent, I'm just spending on Ubers to get home.
I don't really stay out that late. Like, if you notice every time, I'll do the midnight shows, and then I'm going home.
Yeah.
Like, I maybe, and also just, like, I don't have the money to drink at, like, in the village multiple times a week.
Yeah.
I can do it once,
but
I can't do it every night, and I'm spending $30. It's like,
it's fucking, and it's so part of the fucking culture of, like, you're always at a place where you can drink.
Yeah. And then, like, I can't socialize without a drink.
Yeah, that's the fucking, that's the why, God? Why couldn't you make us, why couldn't alcohol be something where it actually made you, well,
good
to
you.
A certain point, it can make you not be able to socialize because you're,
too many.
Or become a bit of a sociopath. But
you just gotta start putting healthier shit into this shit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, is White Claw healthy? You know,
I think it is. The bubbles make it seem like it's like fighting away.
Yeah,
like fat.
The bubbles are burning fat.
Yeah, bubbles are fat burners. And then it gets you to burp.
Dude, the burping,
burping always feels good.
That's a core workout right there.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine it's like healthier than drinking like just straight beer.
See, I drink beer as like a meal replacement. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I do now. I'm like, I can't, you know, I can't buy 3 meals a day being unemployed. So now it's like, you know, I'm hungry. It's like, oh, I have, you know.
You're a Heineken guy.
Exactly. Because, you know, filling me up, dude.
Is that why? Because they're like heavy?
Not really. Just like.
You just looked up which one has the most calories. And you're like, okay, so I'm going to drink because I'm not
which
getting
one fills
calories.
You up the most? Yeah. I'm like, it's my new workout.
My diet is all the oat milk I stole and Heineken's.
There's no more oat milk, so I'm just having to switch to Heineken. My thing with that is like, I just feel like so much like. Bud Light just reminds me of like hanging out with like my white trash family. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It just that's all they drank was Bud Light and Miller Light, and Miller Light because it's the official beer of the Dallas Cowboys. So that's,
I swear
to God. And if you're watching the game and they're getting another beer, it's like, can you give me another official beer of the Dallas Cowboys?
No way.
Oh yeah, dude. My family is so into the Cowboys. They would do chants at the TV.
Really?
Like we would do like that's good for a Dallas Cowboys first down.
Yeah.
What are we doing? That's insane.
Let's go, Cowboy.
Dude, all that shit.
I can't say that shit.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. That's going to be the opener.
No.
So how often, because like I can't think of a time where my mom or dad went to the fridge just crack open a Bud Light.
Dude, you
like how often were like my, they
7,
drinking?
I mean, dude, in the game? Like if the game starts at noon, you're probably 3-4 in to start.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
Maybe you pace it slowly, but then like... Dude, I mean, it's the official beer of the Dallas Cowboys. We're getting one. You're grabbing another one. You know, by the end of the game, you're 10, 12 in. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And if dude, you're not having one, get the fuck out of my house.
And around 4, the chants start to become real fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 1 or 2, you're like, what am I doing? This is stupid. This is cringy. And then by the seventh beer, you're like, that's good for a fucking first down.
Yeah, then someone gets a little loose and like yells a slur at the TV.
Oh, absolutely.
Give me another Miller Lite, please.
Yeah, I'm going to need another one to pretend this didn't happen.
I was talking with you about your family and your dad. Your family has a history of a criminal history.
We're cool guys.
Pretty fucking chill.
Just a family of cool guys, outlaws, hanging out.
Just
riding motorcycles and smoking meth, dude. Just hanging out, man.
What did your dad go to jail for?
Well, my dad's a punk because he had a rich dad. So she's a fucking real estate person because she grew up rich and was like, I'm gonna keep doing this.
This is
doubled
fun.
On it and now is killing it. And then my dad was like, I'm gonna take this little bit of money that my grandfather got, because my grandfather's like from Jersey, became like an attorney, like classic American Italian, you know, story.
Yeah.
And then my dad was like, yeah, I'm just gonna party. I'm named after his friend he did mushrooms with. You know what I mean? Like that's my dad's like, I'm just gonna hang out. You know.
Spence was a cool guy.
Right. Yeah. He hit a old school beetle bug. Like that's what my dad tells me about this random dude that's I'm named after. He was just like, let's burn it all. Like just like. You know, but he was a motorcycle mechanic. He made some decent money for a couple years. But then, you know, partying, once you get into your 40s and 50s, you know, gets a little dark.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and he was a crazy, he wanted to be a criminal. So, like, that was his thing. It was, like, to prove himself, he would, like, do crazy shit.
Really?
Because he was a rich kid. Okay. You know what I mean? But my mom's family is, like, actual criminals. You know what I mean?
So that's what attracted your dad to your mom.
And so my mom's dad went to prison for like 13 years. You know what I mean? Shit. He was sentenced to like 27 for a conspiracy to manufacture narcotics,
meth.
He was making it?
Yeah. So basically there was a sting operation where they like set him up and were like, hey, we're going to sell you this chemical to make meth for this price. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather was like, no one would sell it for that cheap.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is a front. So instead of not doing it and getting arrested and going to jail, he's like, here's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to outsmart the fucking DEA or whatever. And he buys it, then like moves it immediately. Then they raid his place and they don't find it and can't frame him on it besides the conspiracy to do it. But then they found two guns, and that was when Bill Clinton did the fucking prison act or whatever, you know, everything changed. And basically, if you had an illegal gun, it was 10 years per gun.
Wow.
So just boom, 20 right there. Uh-huh. And then 7 for conspiracy to manufacture narcotics, which is just bullshit. Like, hey, we're mad that you tricked us. And here's
typical
a charge.
Sopranos.
You conspirator, you fucker.
Yeah. So he was a wild dude. And like, I never knew he went to prison growing up, but I would see these pictures of him like dressed nice. Like he'd be in like church clothes. You know what I mean? He's wearing like slacks and a vest. And like anytime I ever saw him in real life, he was just like greasy and wearing leather and like just got off a motorcycle. Just looked like a lizard. He was so tan, you know, just like crazy. And so seeing him in these pictures, I'm like, why does he look so nice? And there's like one when I'm like a baby, and then there's one when I'm like one, and then there's another one when I'm like two, and there's one when I'm like three, and I'm like, huh. And he's all wearing different clothes and it's all different spots. I'm like, oh, it's just, you know, I guess he would dress up sometimes to come see me. And then I got older and I was like, oh no, those are all when he was in prison.
One of the pictures is just him with his hands on the bars. Yeah. Like,
I guess it's just clothes. You know, he's playing a prank, but
his playpen is pretty cool.
It's a Halloween costume.
But I think the funniest thing was that I didn't realize that the best he ever looked was in prison.
You know,
the cleanest and nice he looked in these pictures was
like the best in shape.
Yeah, because like you know, like you're preparing for people to come see you, so you get all cleaned up. They give you nice clothes. You know? It's like it's hilarious.
So he's still in jail?
No, he's long dead.
Long dead. Okay.
He died on his motorcycle. He got hit by an 18-wheeler.
This is your grandfather.
Yeah.
So he was out of jail.
He was out of jail for most of my childhood. Like, that's why I didn't know he was in prison, because I was so young, I didn't remember going to visit him.
Yeah.
So then like he was out by the time I was like 6 or 7, I want to say. Well, so like I, you know, I don't remember. Who remembers anything before?
An 18-wheeler?
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And like I didn't really know him very well. Like I saw him a handful of times, and like one time he gave me a Crown Royal bag full of like arrowheads. And he like was like, this is important, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, so that's my guidance level of, you know?
Arrowheads.
just and a Arrowheads and a quarter that he ran over with his motorcycle, and it was like bent. And I'm just like,
this is my life treasure.
Yeah.
You're gonna need this one day.
Yeah,
this is very important. I guess I don't know.
I hope you learn from this.
But my family, when he died on his motorcycle, they were all trying to be like, yeah, that's, you know, he just loved to ride, man. Just that's how he would have wanted to go out. And it's like, I don't think that would have been his first pick.
Yeah. You know, he loved motorcycles and big trucks, hitting motorcycles.
And going under them, just getting under the truck.
That sounds like a horrible
the worst way to go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. So then your dad, what did he get arrested for?
He's just a low. He's like a petty criminal. You know? Okay, like my grandfather was big time. My grandfather was making. Dude, my grandfather was tricking the DEA. Like he was
doing fucking conspiracies.
Oh yeah, he was. He was. You know, he was professional. But my my dad just like little petty bullshit. Like he like pulled a knife on an undercover cop.
Nice.
But like the cop, he didn't know. He got into like a road rage incident with like what he thought was like an annoying high school guy. So. which is why he shows how much of a douchebag he was. He was like 23 or something.
Yeah.
And I'm in the back seat. I'm in the car. I'm a baby. You know
were in the car?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. When my mom's there too. And like, my dad's like getting into a road rage fight with what he thinks is a high schooler.
Yeah.
And then pulls into a gas station to fight the dude. And then like, cause he's like, he's, you know, you can picture like, he's a knife guy. He's a guy that's like, I've always got a blade on me, which is like, you know what I mean? So he pulls that out and then the guy's like, fucking freeze, you know, get on your, you know, and pulls out a gun and is a cop. And then like, that's a pretty big Trump card.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Pretty much. He's like, fuck. I'll put that
down. Let's take off.
Yeah. So then he, because he's white, was on probation, you know, but he definitely should have gone to jail for that.
Yeah.
But. Didn't have to, you know,
because
my dad's or my grandfather was a patent lawyer, so I'm sure he had like lawyer friends or whatever, and was like, here we go.
His dad was a patent lawyer.
Yeah,
all right, cool.
Yeah.
What did you do? You pulled a knife. We got you.
Yeah, we're good. Don't worry.
He was
about
undercover.
It.
Doesn't count.
Yeah. So it's a wild one too.
Because
one grandfather's a fucking attorney. One's a crazy felon. You know what I mean? So it's
that's a TV show.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see the Cilio family reunion.
There's not much of one because like the actual Cilio side is all they grew up rich. You know, there's like regular people, and then the family I'm close to, which is my mom's side, they're just like they're a wild bunch. You know?
they're more fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they like the official beer of the Dallas Cowboys. You know, like.
So is your dad still in jail now?
No.
What did he end up by getting sentenced for?
So he did little like, you know, and this is not really funny. This is just dark. You know what I mean? But he just like
let's fucking go dark.
He just like choked some woman. Apparently, I don't know. I haven't. You know, the more stories you hear, the more you'll be like, you'll understand why I don't really talk to him. You know,
yeah,
I haven't
talked
to him in a few years. You know, but it's like I feel like that's the thing people should realize because I'm an only child too. So like. I had no sibling to be like, yo, this is crazy, right?
You
know?
You're just looking around like, oh, this is my
I guess
family.
Just, you know, sometimes guns go off. You know what I mean?
It's just life.
You know, like, yeah.
But hey, there's plenty of the official beer of the Dallas Cowboys around.
A good time. Yeah.
What else do you need?
Right. Oat milk, anybody?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, hanging out. So I didn't realize shit was that wild till I started, like, you know, getting older and being like, you know, talking to regular people and being like, oh, this was not, you know, like...
People actually, being like, yeah, that didn't happen in my house.
Right, yeah. And so I just realized, like, oh, I could just not talk to my dad. Like, I don't know, he doesn't... I'm not required to deal with a felon.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, oh, it's kind of nice.
You know? Yeah.
Like, you know, I have him calling me up. Like, one time he called me up and he was like, yo, I got an idea for a book I'm trying to write. I think people evolved around water. And I was like, all right. He's like, you know how we like 70 degrees? And you're like, yeah. And he's like... You're like, okay, so that's a book? Like, sounds like you're just high, man. Like,
you're an even worse author than you were a criminal.
Yeah, literally.
Do you have memories of like going to jail to visit?
Nah, not at all. No. Like that's why it was weird because I had just like pretty much a regular, you know, poor like Texas upbringing, like with all my friends, and you know, we lived in a decent suburb, so I never thought it was that crazy. But then there would just be like random moments where shit just got wild, and you're just like, oh, that's like my family would just they would have parties, and like, you know, my mom just like she loves to just fucking throw it down, you know.
Yeah.
We have a family song, and
what is that?
It's
I forget the Party name. In the USA.
Yeah. I wish, dude. That's a fucking bop. If that was the family song, I'd be happy about it. But it's a Merle Haggard perfect country western song, which starts, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison. And so my family stands in a circle and does like a white trash Rockettes thing.
Like arms around each other.
Arms around, just hammered, dude. Like hammered. Like not drunk. Are you okay drunk? You know what I mean? People are like barely hanging on and the song's going. It was wild.
How many people are like looped around?
It's like, but it's an awkward, but it's like 12, you know what I mean? It's like 13. It's not like a big amount of people. And it's like, you know, some people are old. My mom's like making the family do this. Like not everyone in the family's like, hell yeah, let's drink. Like, like mom's like, no, you need to be wasted. And we're singing the song.
Get up, get fucked up and stretch. Okay. Literally. I don't want to see how many hamstring fucking pulls.
It's like the white trash horror.
That's exactly. Yeah, I'm on a chair. They're fucking.
They do up. Yeah, that's funny. Gotta.
I was thinking. I was like obsessed with those jail shows, and I forget what they were called, but it was like Inside Jail. And I was watching that How to Make a Murderer documentary, and the guy who had got like wrongfully convicted got out the first time and was suing the government for like, or the attorney general or whatever, for like $36 million for doing like 10 years for a crime he wasn't guilty for. And I was just thinking, like,
can you imagine?
Prison gets a bad rep, but imagine just doing nothing and then coming out and getting $36 million.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
how old is he?
I mean, it's obviously miserable.
Yeah.
But like, how much would you do for $36 million? Dollars?
I trade a mil per year.
That's what, if I could just for like sure. spend my days.
A mil per year, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say some guy gets convicted of a crime and we did this thing where like, he could get out during the day and have someone else sit his time, you know, during the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll go do sub it. In. You pay me. I'll sub in.
For
sub
sure.
In. We'll you come in for the nights.
Tag team.
Pay me. Yeah.
It's if like Epstein how you, didn't die, you probably could have done that.
Yeah. It's like people wait in line. They pay somebody to wait in line for them to get like the new Supreme drop. Like, yeah, I'll wait in jail for you. Just I'm come out and
I wouldn't do that Supreme. That sounds fucking easy. You're just standing in line. Who cares?
You're just standing in line.
But that's probably why it's such a shitty job, because someone will do it for $20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah, standing in line is pretty shitty. I don't stand in line for anything.
I hate lines. And I don't want to go to jail either.
Did you go on a jail trip in high school?
We had a class that brought, I didn't go on it, but we had a class. It was like a criminal, I don't know if it was it? I forgot what it was called, criminal studies or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I took that class. We went and it was the most terrifying thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
but it was like a local county jail.
It's like they scare the shit out of you.
It's like Scared Straight?
Yeah, Scared Straight. It's kind of funny because like we had one of the teachers was like the head lacrosse coach. And he was just like, he was just a guy you don't fuck with. And he would have these people, it was an easy class. So like you'd have like kind of like dirtbags taking it also.
Right.
So like you have these loudmouth like dirtbags from like Syosset, Long Island, which is like a nice place. And then they just go to jail and they're just getting fucking scared shitless by these guys.
Then they realize they're not hard at all.
Yeah.
Well, that would be the funniest thing for me, because I lived in like, so I would go to like these nice suburb parties with all these like rich kids that went to my school.
Mm. Yeah.
And they would act like they were tough. And I was just like, no, man, you don't want to. Like, I knew what it really looked like. You know, what real criminal shit looks like. It's dirty. You know what I mean? No, it's not flashy. Like, especially because, like, biker gangs are like, that's because my grandfather, like, started or was one of the founding people of the Bandidos biker gang, which are like, they're crazy. And so.
Sounds familiar.
Are they still around?
Yeah. They're huge. Dude, at my grandfather's funeral, I didn't go. There was like thousands of people.
Really?
That's wild.
Because like, they just, it's like they're a gang. They just squat up, you know? Fucking roll out. You know?
Yeah. Make some noise. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and they just revving engines. Yeah. It's so gay, man. I hate it so much. Yeah,
dude, people do it on McDougal Street. It's the fucking worst.
I hate it with burning passion. Dude, imagine being also, and you're just like 7 and now you got to like, you're riding co-pilot for that type of behavior. I don't want this at all. This is embarrassing, man. Like,
oh God, grandpa with the fucking motorcycle again.
Dude, literally I would have to, my dad would bring me to school on his motorcycle and I'd be like, dude, can you not peel out when you leave? Like, please, man. Like, all the kids are. All all the kids are sitting, and I was like a nerd, man. I was just like, you know, I was really into school, was really book smart. And I was just like, no, I just, you know, it's like they ask questions, and I'm just like, please,
yeah,
you know,
I don't want
to
deal with that.
Yeah, why is your dad such a tool?
Yeah, why is your dad's like trying to do the X Games right fucking here, man? Like, this is crazy. Like,
you peel out, like, you rev, you let the dude, wheel go, and like smoke come
he
up.
He would do wheelies, and I'm like, dude, no one thinks you're cool, man.
So funny.
Like, no one that no one thinks like a dad doing wheelies is cool.
Yeah,
yeah. You know? Where are the silent motorcycles?
Right, please. Electric motorcycle, scooter, man. That's where it's at.
Parents always embarrass their kids, but it was like a different type. Like, that's a different type of embarrassment. He's trying to be cool. My parents would always be like, they're not. They're just being my parents.
Right. Yeah, it's like right on your lunch bag or whatever.
Yeah. Well, and then my fucking friends would then be like, they would think it was lame, but then you'd have like kids that you didn't like in school would be like, yo, that was so cool. And you're like, no, man, it's not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you're cool. Please don't try to.
Don't start right now. Yeah.
Dude, that was fucking sick. Yeah, we need silent motorcycles.
Silent, I mean.
Like silent Harleys.
I'm never going to be a motorcycle guy. I don't see that for myself.
You think they like, when you go, I've never been in a Harley Davidson. You think they like sell, like they do it by volume?
They should line them up like that.
Yeah, it's like, well, this one's our loudest.
If you really want to be a huge douche and really piss people off, we recommend this model.
I mean, they basically do that. Like, they switch out exhaust.
Yeah.
I hate honkers. I hate honkers so much. People just love honking, and there's like barely any reasons to honk. My older brother, he drives like this. He drives one hand on the wheel, the other hand like ready to honk.
Really?
He's like ready to go. I'm like, why do you do that? So I hate honkers.
Yeah, it's just people who want to call out infractions.
You need a maximum honk per day.
I feel like if y'all went to the South, you would love it because there's no honking.
There's no honking.
Like, if you
there's also like nothing else.
There's no honking. There's nothing. There's no.
There's
thing.
Also so nothing to do.
There is that to do. Oh yeah, I hate it. Like,
you were like right outside Dallas though, right?
Yeah, but like, still, it's car culture. Like, the big thing for me as a kid was like, we would like bike, or it's a really long walk to go to Sonic. And that's like the big thing. I don't know. You don't even have Sonic in New York.
No,
right?
They're in Jersey.
We don't have Sonic.
They would show the fucking commercials all the time in New York.
It's killer.
But there was no Sonic.
I miss it, man. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good shit. Good trash food.
Sonic's not the one. That's Dairy Queen, the Upside Down. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cut that.
Dairy Queen's pretty good. Yeah, I'm going to take that.
One of the best fast food that I've only had in Texas was Whataburger. They have the honey butter chicken biscuits.
Ooh, that sounds
Holy
so good.
Holy shit. I went to visit my friend in Dallas. We drove to Choctaw Casino.
Oh, yeah.
In Oklahoma.
Yeah, I saw Chris Rock there one time.
Really?
Yeah.
So we went down there. We like gambled, played some blackjack, and then got Whataburger on the way back. I was like, Texas is kind of dope.
What it is.
Never been to Texas, I don't think.
Been a few times. I've been to the stadium. I saw Michigan get their fucking ass beaten in by Alabama. That was fun.
Yeah.
I sat in the Alabama section, and by the end of the
all
game,
in blue?
And when we finally scored a touchdown, they were like patting me on the back. I'm like,
good job, man.
Yeah, like that was
getting pity alone.
That
was
adorable.
Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah, like, hail to the victors! Woo! It's great to be Michigan.
You should have been a cheerleader.
I know.
Yeah,
I can do a backflip.
Really?
No, I can't even do a cartwheel.
Yeah.
I can barely jump.
You'd have like 17 kidney stones trying to even do
that. Was he telling you about the speed I was going through your backpack? It was very lethargic.
It was a casual pace.
But lethargic. Yeah.
At least it was thorough. I mean, I triple checked as well. So, you know, it's not there. We'll find it. Hopefully.
Everything worked out. We got the microphone.
Gordon.
We're all here.
We did it.
Yeah.
We had a great episode.
Congratulations. Yes. I think I want to go to sleep now.
Yeah.
Gore is still very much in his head about it. This is going to sit with you. I know how this, you just feel you're mad at yourself. Fuck, I'm an idiot. This is going to stick with you for the next like 12 to 14 hours, and you'll get over it.
Yeah.
Then I'll remind you of it every time I see you from here on out.
I think I'll forget about it in 15 minutes and then remember it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just constantly be remembering it and being like pissed.
Yeah. Once all my bets lose, I'll just be like, that fucking microphone, man. Fuck.
I lose my wallet all the time. I'm like, fucking constantly.
I used to always lose my wallet.
I don't as much anymore, but when, like in Texas, I used to lose shit constantly.
Yeah.
Just all the time.
I used to lose my phone, but like that would never, ever happen ever again because I'm always on it.
Yeah, now,
I'm literally always on my phone.
Now that the screen has gotten so good, I'm now so addicted to it.
Yeah.
And I just
it's
can't.
Brutal, man.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Now that I'm unemployed, I'm just on my phone all day.
Dude, like, my screen time is disgusting.
Yeah.
It's actually disgusting. I'm on TikTok. I don't even know what I'm watching, but I'm just watching all of it. I think I've watched every single video on TikTok.
I think so too. Yeah, my TikTok thinks I'm Dominican. Like, it just keeps sending me like full like Dominican TikTok and like stuff in Spanish, and I'm like,
really?
I don't speak Spanish at all. Yeah. Like, I don't.
Did
know.
You just like want? It's so weird. Like, I'm watching TikToks and like it's just and on Instagram Reels. You're just like watching a completely normal video, like nothing crazy is going on, but they have background music like it's Mission Impossible. Like, right, they're just like somebody like opens a bottle, somebody like will try to open a bottle three times and then it won't work, and then he'll actually open it or something, and then like it'll just be like, pooch, pooch, pooch. I'm like, what am I even watching?
I don't know. I feel like I'm not on TikTok, but every time I open Instagram and it's like the explore page is all just chicks and like showing their ass. I think it's what you search for. And typically when I'm searching for someone on Instagram, it's like an OnlyFans model.
Right. So, I'm look-see. Yeah.
See if you can find some leaks out there on Twitter and then move on.
Twitter's the place, man.
Twitter's the place.
My explore page is just a bunch of like ridiculous like tattoos, like it's all tattoo shit.
Do you have tattoos?
Yeah, nice.
Tatted, hell yeah, dude.
Did you ever get any ink, bro?
Nah, my mom would fucking kill me.
That's the cool thing about having crazy family is that the bar is so low.
If you don't get a tattoo, your mom probably thinks you're a pussy.
No, I'm amazing, honestly. Yeah. I'm really like my dropping out of college and, you know,
that was fucking sick.
That was an achievement for my family.
Isn't it funny to see the disparity? And like for me, my parents was like, their whole mission in my life was getting me into a good school so that they could go around and tell all their friends the good school that they got into. You had the opposite, and now look at us, we're in the same fucking
same place,
recording a podcast together,
same boat.
That's how it goes.
See, mom and dad, you fucked up.
You could have just worked at, you could have worked at warehouse, you could have gotten to a German cult.
I could have had endless oat milk and gotten fired for being late.
Just stealing a man little bit of cash.
If only my dad would just pull a knife on someone every now and then. Motherfucker.
Just man up, man. Just bully a high school kid. Just.
Oh, man. Dude, this was a lot of fun. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for dealing with the delay.
Yeah, appreciate it.
It was hilarious to watch you panic.
Yeah. me hyperventilating. Yeah. Plug your shit. What do you got?
I do a podcast with my friend from, he's an LA comic. He just moved out here, Daniel Magden. It's called Reefer Sadness.
Nice.
And I'm at Greenwich Village Comedy Club, you know.
Come through. You'll see Alex and Spencer.
Yeah.
See us do some stand-up.
Alex.
And Corey maybe will be in the back hanging out.
Yeah, maybe I'll be chilling. Thank you guys so much.